Welcome to a special edition of the 155 podcast, the Ward 4 trustee by-election. You can vote on election day, January 6th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. at three polling locations in Ward 4, the Rosedale Arena, the Winston Churchill Recreation Center, and the Boys and Girls Club at 45 Ellis Avenue. For more information, visit the City of Hamilton website at hamilton.ca. Larry Patterson, you are running for Ward 4 School Board Trustee in the by-election. Welcome to the 155 podcast.
Thanks for having me, Joey.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Joey, I'm a husband to a very loving and giving human. I'm a father to three beautiful girls attending HWDSB schools. The youngest and the oldest are my own girls, and I am a step-layer bear to our middle child. I've been coaching Scott Park Baseball, which runs out of Montgomery Park at the Queenston Traffic Circle, for 12 years now. And I'm on their executive committee as well. As part of those duties, you might find me chefing up some burgers and dogs at least once a week during the spring and summer months. Actually, my personal favorite on the menu is a executive burger, which has cheese and Canadian bacon. I'm also a writer. I've been published many times in the Hamilton Spectator, and I've also self-published a few works as well. I'm a community connector, and I have run events such as Pumpkin Prowl and Icing Anxiety. And I also love to throw on a Spotify playlist and play some harmonica to let off steam, with influences ranging from James Taylor to the Avett Brothers.
Why are you running for trustee?
Well, as you know, Joey, I was an HWDSB trustee from 2014 to 2018, being elected by my community to advocate for our youth and their families. You know, it was the greatest professional accomplishment of my career. I didn't seek re-election in 2018 and instead endorsed my friend Chris Parkinson. And when he passed away suddenly in the spring of 2019, I was ready to jump right back in. I've missed this work. You know, I followed the issues very closely over the years, and I've done extensive reading and training that I feel would be beneficial in the role of trustee in these changing and divided times. With there being less than 2 years left in this term of office, I'm ready to dive in and advocate for families from day one. I understand our board's governance. I have worked with trustees and other elected officials before, as well as staff and families. I know the amount of work involved, and I understand the politics, and I'm not afraid to stand against the grain.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
Well, actually, Joey, my first advocacy related to education was actually emailing the Minister of Education to express why I felt the province shouldn't cancel the preschool universal program that used to run out of Queen Mary. You know, both of my girls enjoyed that early years pre-kindergarten programming. As a parent, I have attended many parent council meetings at my girls' schools over the years, and I did become a community member of the parent council of the former Parkview Secondary School in 2013. And that's where I truly learned the value of special schools and what proper supports for these students looks like in a better case scenario. I've helped secure funding for playground revitalization as a trustee. I attended school fundraisers. I met with parents and the councils to fix issues with daycare spaces and sports fields not irrigating properly. I fought to save two of our high schools that served special needs students, attended student-led rallies, and conferences about special education, schools as hubs, unschool, de-school, and homeschoolers, and advocated for our Indigenous and LGBTQ communities. Post-COVID, when my girls' school wasn't going to host a grade 8 grad, my wife and I partnered with a couple of other parents. We rented a church gym, and we held our own dance with a DJ, dinner, a photo booth, where our kids and their peers made lasting memories that childhood is made of.
How do you define the role of a school board trustee?
What is a school trustee? You know, it's unfortunate that this question even comes up in every election. Why are we offering Reach Ahead programs as students prepare to enter high school, where they can study civics in a two-week online course? No debates, no class discussions. Even in-class civics in high school is only half a semester, and a school trustee is not even mentioned. My former trustee colleague, Christine Bingham, used to mention this often. How hard is it to add a day into the curriculum to discuss this important position, or even have school day board meetings each semester like the Bulldogs do, and have school trips to watch a board or committee meeting, or why not even have organizational and inaugural board meetings at a different high school each year like the Catholic board does? In short, a school trustee is like a counselor. You are also democratically elected during municipal elections, and you attend board and committee meetings, field calls and emails from constituents. You attend community functions, you host town halls, you work with your coterminous board and municipal, provincial, and federal counterparts, and you advocate for your community at the board table. We also have a fiscal responsibility to pass a balanced budget each spring. That's a lot of responsibility for people to not know what we do. It's kind of like my day job.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
A two-year term is not a lot of time, but there is so much to do in Ward 4 and across the system in general. I'd like to address the fact that Parkdale School only has a fair facilities index rating and AM Cunningham has a poor rating, which means that they are not well suited to offer proper benchmark programming. As well, we have a lot of inadequate gym spaces in our system and in Ward 4, although I was glad to see that Rosedale is finally getting a new gym and that the construction has already begun. Not only is this important to have proper spaces for athletics as a coach and physical wellness advocate myself, but anyone whose child has ever attended a school with small gyms knows that it's also less than ideal experience attending your child's concerts or other such large events. You know, relationships between trustees these past 5 years have been fractured as well, and it's not in the best interest of the families and the broader communities that we serve. It's time to strengthen these bonds again and find common ground beyond political and social divides. That's a big one for me, because these relationships can have a big impact on our shared advocacy towards the needs of our communities. I also want to build strong connections between our families and decision-making at the Board of Education through town halls, monthly newsletters, and being present in the 18 neighborhoods that make up Ward 4, whether at school or other community events.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 4 School Board Trustee?
Well, for starters, I'm a hard worker, and I'm relentless in my desire to understand difficult situations and in my advocacy to find solutions to complex issues. Second, I'm very open-minded, and I will listen to all voices without judgment in an effort to ensure that we have a full understanding of the concerns and values that make up our very diverse education system. I feel that my moral courage and theory of enchantment training have positioned me to have patience and understanding in emotionally charged debates. And a third item would be my advocacy as a coach and an executive member within our baseball organization is just one example of how much I care about equal opportunities, things like fair play, treating everyone involved from your opponent to the umpires with respect, and seeing the humanity in everyone, working to ensure that everyone can feel safe and included and that they leave our park at the end of each season with a very fond and lasting memories of their time with us. That's what I bring to Ward 4 education and the system as a whole.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your four-year term on the board?
That's a great question, Joey. While I know that our board spent a great deal of time working through our bullying policy and procedures after the tragic death of Devlin Selvey, through discussions with parents and our youth about a recent incident at one of our schools, there's still work to be done to tweak these policies further to offer better protection and supports for our families. It's also important for the bullies themselves that we have the proper supports, because I know many who were once the bad guys back in high school who have become wonderful, caring, and giving people who have made it their life's mission to help those who are struggling. They have a story too. And second, I have many other concerns with the direction of our education system and how it's veered in recent years. But with only 2 years left in this term, the second policy that I would ensure is updated before the end of my term will be based on feedback from my own community consultations to determine what they feel would have the greatest impact on our system with a few tweaks or even a complete overhaul.
Mindful that there is not a school accommodation review scheduled in the next 2 years, this is an important question to get to how you will handle difficult decisions. As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education for students across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
When we lost schools like Woodward locally or Queens Rangers and Copetown as another example, it bothered me to see school communities pitted against one another or greater advocacy for one school over another. In my opinion, the role of trustee is to ensure that all of our school communities have an equal voice, that we strive to make sure that all the data and options are put forth to our families, and that the community is well consulted in pursuit of coming up with a solution that we feel as a broader ward is in the best interest of all of our students. And, you know, a big one is going to be, with the approval of 962 units at the former Delta Secondary School site, we will need to have discussions about what this means to our school enrollment numbers in the future, and how will we make adjustment to boundaries or if school additions will be required. Our problem will be that we need more people spaces, as we have seen and other areas like Stony Creek, where enrollment projections were way off.
School boards must pass balanced budgets. The province sets the funding allocation, trustees cannot raise funds locally, and most funding envelopes are non-transferable. Mindful of these limitations, how will you approach the annual budget process?
Our board recently underwent the intense work of developing a new strategic direction, so when starting the budget process in late winter, we will look at how that initially proposed budget meets the goals set out in this multi-year plan. As a trustee for Ward 4, I will talk with all of my principals, meet with parents, and set out our own priorities for our ward, and look to see how the current budget and the long-term plan addresses these concerns. Issues that are important to our school staff and their families that may not be addressed in a current budget or the master plan in general are matters that we can bring to the province to see what funding envelopes might be available to address these concerns. This is why strong partnerships with our council and provincial colleagues is critical.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance during the 22 months you've been in office. What three words do you hope will describe your term on the board?
2026. Well, I'm hoping that you will feel that I was dedicated, relentless, and impactful.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were provided in advance. Would you like to share closing remarks?
For anybody that wants to learn more about my campaign, you can visit my website at ward4forward.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Blue Sky and every other imaginable social site as well.
Thank you for joining me today.